Fava Beans for Breakfast, written by Suzanne Salem and read by Jennifer Valetic. There were things Naima knew about ears. They were wondrous. They were as unique to an individual as a fingerprint. But the fingerprint was inert, whereas the ear had the capacity to change through a person's life. Very incredible that the showy fingerprint was enthusiastically celebrated, while the humble ear quietly mapped life's victories and travails. Naima's own father's ears had steadily thickened at the top, like warm bread dough rising. Just before his death, she had started to notice a sprouting of grey hairs from his conker and tragus at the entrance of the ear canal. Her mother, Soraya, had earlobes that had lost their elasticity over time and drooped terribly as her heavy gold-hooped earrings had caused the punctured hole in her lobe to expand to the size of a watermelon seed. The individualism of the ear was something to behold, a real wow baby. What made Naima breathless, though, was the act of piercing the earlobe. The point of puncture, the breaking of flesh, the prick of the skin, and the subtle popping sound made by the needle as it journeyed through the fat of the lobe. She had watched as her younger cousin Dahlia had had her ears pierced. Little Dahlia was no more than 2 years of age when the needle went through her tiny, unsuspecting earlobe. Her pain-pitched well of shrieks and tears lasted for 10 minutes. A hurricane of emotion ripped through Naima. Her skin ached and temples thrummed. Hot adrenaline charged through her body like a windstorm, like the Khamasin at its torrid peak. There was no doubt in Naima's mind. She loved to pierce. On the edge of pleasure and pain, which came with the puncturing of the ear, she felt a pulse of joy in the precise moment where metal united with flesh. There was no longer needle, ear, and hand, but one wondrous continuum of energy that directly connected her as the piercer to the recipient and to that moment. Then there were the rituals bound to hygiene and to flair, which Naima found irresistible. The preparation of the ear, the sterilization of the needle, the dabble of alcohol and hydrogen peroxide, the positioning of the cork behind the ear to provide stability, and perhaps the most celebratory of all the rituals, the dot to mark the placement of the piercing. Few things in life could be more wow than a precise piercing. And yet here she was in this village town of Burraboo. In the white glare of the morning, Naima squinted down Hungerford Place and cursed. She cursed the flies for using her face as a diving board and her arms as a trampoline. Go to the hell, stupid bugger off flies. Get lost. She cursed Fauzi for his big dreams and this deathly quiet village town that he'd chosen for his union of science and commerce. Oh, he was a big man of science, her professeur. The air was as sticky as halva, as thick as toffee. Light rippled in a haze above a cluster of banksia bushes. Her thighs were already clammy beneath her pencil skirt, and the scent of her favourite cologne, Green Apple by Max Factor, sluiced off her body.